Well, I did the show on the road. I'm not on the road, but it is a show, sort of. It's not showing anything. You can listen. But it is the news, according to me.
Disclaimer.
That was not exactly what was supposed to play there. I think it was a little bit more of a, you know, more like something like this. I need a new producer. Anybody out there looking for a job? I'm going to fire the current producer, director, stage manager, whatever they are. I don't know. They're all fired. I'm firing them all today. They're all fired. Just got... Welcome to the news. According to me, it is Wednesday. Monday. I want to say Monday because it's the first show of the week. Even though it's Wednesday already, it's November 19th, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Got a little sinus thing going on here. I don't know what's going on with that. I've been kind of all over the country: San Luis Obispo, Phoenix, El Paso. Almost did a show from El Paso. I kind of got in there kind of late Monday night, and. Due to some flight issues. And then yesterday, just didn't have the gumption to get up extra early. I would have had to gotten up about 4 a.m. to get a show in. Of course, I got done yesterday, got home. Crappy weather here, just to put it bluntly. And ended up just, you know, taking the dogs for a walk and just went out to dinner and just kind of settled back into home life, and got an opportunity to go to a conference thing tomorrow. I talk to a lot of pilots. They need a lot of people who travel a lot every day. It's just for their work, for their job. When you get done with the traveling, you need a kind of a day to decompress. And it's a day almost to do nothing. You kind of have to regather yourself almost. You just can't get much accomplished on the first day. And then by the time you're getting ready to leave on another trip, you're kind of winding up for that thing. And you feel like you can only get like short things done. It's kind of tough to get anything long-term done when you're only home a few days at a time. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. There's a thing, conference that I kind of like to go to, but I wouldn't be able to attend the whole thing. My wife's gonna go. Just not sure I feel like leaving again tomorrow right away and then being gone for another, 6 days, 7 days in a row. I don't know. Because I have to go straight from there to work. So I'd be gone, 6 days again? At least 6 days. Because I'm probably not going to make it home last day of work next week. So then I've got to turn right around and go back to work again. So speaking of which, I need to get my schedule figured out for next month. But in the meantime, tomorrow and probably Friday morning, most likely there will be a show. I don't know that either one of them is going to be live. It's always a possibility. You never know when it's going to happen, but it's probably not going to happen. I do apologize. The last couple of days there wasn't a show, and I just appreciate your willingness to wait it out there. A lot of things happening in the news cycle. A lot of stuff has been going on. There's one video I'm going to play today. It was on The View. Sunny Houston, or whatever her name is, Houston. She's a black Latina. Her lived experience as a black Latina. We'll listen to that a little bit about some things that she says. There's some things within the video that I probably won't. Memology, so it's a channel called Memology 101. And of course, there's Memology 102, which I don't know what the difference is there, but. It's a channel. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it, just because of its vulgarity. But he has some pretty good clips of things that happen, and we're going to be playing some of his stuff today. I'll try to edit out some of his commentary, but it's worth listening to because it speaks highly, or sorry, I guess it speaks into what some things that are happening. I also want to talk about MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, all these people who have their hip-hop names, hip-hop identification, like KJP. Whatever. Back in the day, we used to call you by your name. That's not cool anymore. So we have a few things to get into. One of the things we're going to get into is my cup. I have chai with vanilla creamer. I'm sorry, not vanilla creamer. It's almond joy creamer. It's not quite hot enough. I keep putting it in the microwave, heating it up, and it's still not very hot. I don't understand. It's not scalding on the way down. It's just kind of the way I like it in the morning. I like it to burn, a little bit of the skin off my throat on the way down. But the backup cup this morning is rather unique. It's water. It's reverse osmosis filtered ice water. I'm going to drink a little more water today, I think. Let's see what's going on with this sinus thing. It's because I have no sweet tea. I didn't make any sweet tea. Not sure I'm going to take the time to make any sweet tea because I'm only going to be home for a couple days. So we'll just jump right into it here. Marjorie Taylor Greene, people are asking, what in the world is going on with that lady? What is wrong with her? And I have to ask the same question. I've always been a little bit uncomfortable with that lady. While she has kind of come across like she's kind of a regular down home kind of Atlanta, Georgia kind of lady. Now I know that her family, I'm not sure that she necessarily has owned a business. I think her family, maybe her husband, or she's been a part of a family business. I'm not sure what it is. I know she has some business background. I don't think she started a business. It gets back to this whole entrepreneur thing I was talking about the other day. She's been a part of a business, and I don't know what part of that is. Maybe she did. Maybe she started a business, and it's all hers, and it's her thing. Could have easily happened. I just know that that's not. I know that 90% of the people out there running businesses did not start their businesses. Most of them bought a business, or bought an existing business, or bought a franchise, or started something. Didn't start something from scratch, especially from an idea. That's even a smaller percentage of business owners. People who not just the population, but the people who consider themselves business owners or business people or entrepreneurs, they're not in its purest sense, in my opinion. Now, having said that, for those of you who are out there scratching together an idea that you started from scratch, that maybe you started a service business or some kind of manufacturing company, information service, artist, whatever you are, here's to you. It is a tough passion to have because you have to learn a lot. There's a steep learning curve every day, and you have, you might even have a business degree, and a business degree does you nothing. Maybe a few things. It kind of gives you some tools in your toolbox, but you might have a toolbox full of tools, but if you've never picked one up and used it, you have no understanding of what that's going to feel like to use that tool. And there's just kind of an understanding of how to apply those things what tool is best in whatever circumstances you're in. And it's just those kinds of things don't only come by experience. It's just time getting out there, getting doing, just doing it. Just get out there, do it. Just do it. Because people don't. And they expect it all to just fall into place, and it doesn't happen that way. You learn from macro, micro, and huge mistakes along the way. So they have a few things to talk about this morning. One of the things we're going to talk about is this Sonny Houston thing. But first, let's talk about this MTG thing. It's become very frustrating, I think, for Donald Trump. I don't think he loses any sleep over it. I don't think he sleeps at all. But the interesting thing here is that he was asked about it. Martin's thing, because she went on The View. Speaking of The View, we're going to have more about that. But she went on The View and she was talking about some things and she was kind of bad-mouthing the president. And of course, that's all you have to do is go on The View and bad-mouth Donald Trump and you're going to get claps, and the SEALs are going to clap for you. And they say things on there all the time that are objectively untrue, that are emotionally, just ramped up. And as if and the hypocrisy, it just oozes off that show. It just amazes me. Joy Behar is just one of the most, I guess she's like 90,000 years old or something. I don't know. She's a very old lady. It shows you that they can, just makeup can be amazing, I guess. They back a truck up there every day, plaster on, I guess. I don't, not that she looks good. She just doesn't look like she's 80 years old. But my understanding is she's up there. Now, having said all that, I have there's a few other people who have come out. Now, of course, there's always going to be disagreements between Trump and some other people. I know Comer. Is it Comer and Massey and some of those other people? Sometimes they have some disagreements with the president. He's come out a few times and kind of they've exchanged barbs, put it that way. A little bit of which I think is healthy. I think it's healthy to have that kind of a back and forth like that to some degree. I don't know. What is this? I don't know sure what that is. Let's see what this is all about. I don't know. So there's just kind of this exchange between Trump and some other things and some people. I think that's kind of a healthy type thing. But there's the discourse that happens on the left is just absolutely, in my opinion, just dangerous. It's the kind of thing that the rhetoric, they wonder why. Now, Adam Schiff has come out recently and said, well, the media has been dividing us, so the media has just been so divisive. This is coming from a guy who spent the last 8 years, 9 years, almost 10 years, trying to divide our nation with all the rhetoric about Donald Trump and Russia, and all the evidence that he saw about the president and his collusion with the Russians.
Well, the collusion with the Russians, it's all right there. There's plenty of evidence in plain sight. It's all right there in front of us.
This is just kind of a trust me, bro. It's all right there. You can't see it. It's right there in front of you. Why don't you bring something up? Why don't you just mention one thing? Just say something. Well, it's all right there. I don't have to say anything. You just see it for yourself. It's like looking into a desert. We're standing there overlooking a desert, and someone's saying, "Well, all the water's right there. It's right in front of you. See all that water right there? It's right there. It's right there. Where's the water at? Well, it's right there. It's right in front of you. I don't have to say anything. Why should I have to point it out there? What, are you stupid or something? It's right there. Just go and take a drink." That's kind of what it's like with this guy, and I don't understand. It's he. For years he did this, and of course now he's under the gun because if we find out that he's been saying he lived his primary residence was one place, and yet his primary residence was somewhere else, and yet his primary residence was somewhere else, and then he told the bank the primary residence was here and the primary residence was there, but according to running for office, he had to say his primary residence was somewhere else. It's the way these people are. They're liars and cheaters all the way down just constantly. And of course, I have a feeling that somebody put Trump up to this. And because Trump recently made a statement. He said, he said something about Trump derangement syndrome. He said, I thought it was just a kind of a joke, kind of a cute thing. I'm paraphrasing what he said. I'm not quoting him exactly. But he goes, I think it's a real thing. I think that Trump derangement syndrome is a sickness. It's an illness. And these people have it. And I think he's just realizing that this really affects people. Just like these people who, when Trump comes out and says, don't take Tylenol if you're pregnant, and all these pregnant women go online posting themselves swallowing, pregnant women swallowing Tylenol because the president told them not to. Well, they're just dousing it. They're taking like crazy. What kind of a rational, that's an irrational response. It's a total psycho response to anything. If somebody has that kind of control over you, your hatred for them controls you to the point that you're willing to risk your unborn child, first of all. Why? Just so you can take a picture and get... what is going on in the brain of that person? It is a twisted view. It's when you allow... hatred has that ability to do that. It blinds you. There's this, you've heard of a blind rage. That's what these people are in. It's the whole thing about Trump derangement syndrome is that they are deranged by the rage that's in their heart. They can't see straight. Now, I don't have a problem with someone being critical of the president if they can rationally explain what their criticism is. Let's move forward with what... And usually it's based on, you have a better idea, or you think you have a better idea than what is happening. That's not the case here. It's just, Trump said it, so we're going to oppose it. We're going to resist it because racist, 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 Nazi, racist, fascist, racist, Nazi, king, whatever it is, whatever the label of the day is, that they can't put any quantification to. They can't say... Well, he thinks he's a king because of this. These are the things he's doing. Well, this a president who acts like this. All they do is come out and say, well, this president who has fascist tendencies, he's coming out. Do you believe he's a fascist? Well, yes, I do believe he's a fascist. What do you think? I think he's a fascist. Well, yeah, well, because you're on a show that, if you don't say he's a fascist, what is the guy's name? Fetterman. John Fetterman comes out, basically says, people are calling him Nazis and people are saying, I know these people, they're not Nazis. All of a sudden, he's ostracized by the Democrats because he didn't say the right thing. You're going to say he's not a thing? You're going to stick up for these people? Well, then you're on the outside. That's fascism. When you eliminate someone, it's like a cult. It really is a cult. And they can't see it at all. But it just goes on and on. And it's when you're so... manipulated by your own rage, then that person controls you. And this is what I think Trump has done. I think he came out with this whole Epstein thing. Now, I think he would like to see it just go away because it does bog us down as a nation. I think he understands that, hey, this is something. Okay, first of all, the guy is dead. There's a lot of good things happening in the country, and we want to kind of focus on those things and get everybody on board with what's happening and see this positive thing that's happened, this positive movement that our nation is making in the right direction. I think he really does want to see the nation understand the good things that are happening right now and what is being set up for what I believe are going to be the golden years of this guy. We're going to see some bumps in the road here with the economy. Here's what's going to happen. This is what I think is going to happen. If all of this is able to play out, everything that's going on between tariffs, between foreign investments in our country, everything that's happening with our just some standards, some things that are happening within our nation, some of the corruption that's happened, some of the corruption that's being cured, being rooted out, some of our relations with other foreign nations, as well as just stopping the just insidious drug trafficking that's been happening in our country. I think that as that begins to settle in over the next couple of years, we are setting ourselves up, if this is all allowed to happen, we are setting ourselves up for an economic powerhouse the likes of which the world has never seen before. That's my opinion. Now, what will happen out of that, all of that, I don't know. Maybe somebody's going to, it could all change overnight if something else, you know, happens. There could be catastrophic event that would change all that. I can't say that that's going to happen. I'm saying it's much more possible that it's going to happen now than it has been probably any other time in my life. Well, there's been a couple other times that it could potentially have happened. But the kind of potential we have right now, I think, with the deliberateness of it right now. I've had some presidents in the past who could have followed through and done some things, but they didn't. I believe this president will. Now, but I think he's setting up this whole Epstein thing. This is, he came out and said, it's a hoax, oh, let it go. And of course, that set up the Democrats to say, oh, why is he hiding it? Anything he does, they have the opposite reaction. So I think he came out and actually said, no, he wants to, let's not talk about it. Now, I do believe he has some friends. I do believe there are some world leaders, I think, that are caught up in this thing. I think they're going to get, they're trying to, one of the things he kept saying was a hoax. And I think a lot of things that are in that the Democrats have done with it, and they just recently did this, the whole thing where they said that he was mentioned in an email. He was mentioned in a text message or an email. I think it was an email. And he was called the one who doesn't, the dog doesn't bark, or whatever. His name wasn't mentioned specifically. And of course, they redacted the name of the what they called the victim, who wasn't a victim of his. They were trying to set it up so that it was Trump's victim. That's not what it was at all. The lady who was texting about this stuff testified and even said in interviews, and I think she might have even testified before Congress or maybe even in trial. She has since deceased. She accidentally, sadly enough, she committed suicide. But she ended up embroiled in this whole thing, and was flat out asked if Donald Trump had ever had anything. She'd never met the guy. She'd never seen him. Never. Didn't have anything. Of course, that was all their big thing was, okay, how can we implicate Trump? That's all it was. Nobody else didn't ask about Biden. Didn't ask about anybody else. And in the meantime, so all this stuff's going on, and then so there's all this time that it looks like Trump is trying to hide something in the Epstein files. Now, keep in mind, under the Biden administration, the Biden DOJ, they all had access to the Epstein files. The FBI, the DOJ, this was all under Biden's administration. He was originally arrested, by the way, for the second time, under the Trump administration, the first administration. He died under his administration, Bill Barr's oversight. Tells you something there. And of course, Bill, oh, there's nothing to see here. No, nothing to see here. Election happens. Oh, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Perfectly, perfectly good election. Now, the interesting thing about this is that, Trump came out to try to hide it, act like he was hiding something. Now that it's all coming out, they're releasing, I think it went through Congress. Congress is basically saying, okay, we're going to release everything. And Trump said, yeah, have at it. Go for it. Do your thing. They're finding a whole bunch of Democrats that have been involved with Jeffrey Epstein, even to the point where, what was this lady's name? Kitsney, whatever her name was, a congressional representative who was in a, it certainly appears, at the same exact time that she was texting with Jeffrey Epstein, she was in a congressional hearing asking questions of a witness. Exactly the same time. And Epstein was watching. And they were having this conversation back and forth. Very creepy, kind of weird conversation too, as well, by the way. There was obviously some kind of interaction prior to this. They knew each other to some degree. I won't go any further than that. But it's very creepy. And now there are pictures of Joaquin Jeffries, and all kinds of data and documents there saying that basically they were trying to get Joaquin to meet with this thing with Jeffrey Epstein, trying to get Joaquin to be the next Obama, basically. Kind of pushing him up and raising him up into place, which was the whole reason why he's the minority speaker right now in the House. And there's just a lot of creepy stuff that went on with Epstein, and it all connects back to Democrats. And I think that it's to some degree, I think Trump basically, but I think this is how I think Trump played it. He said, you know what? I'm going to act like I'm trying to cover it up. I'm going to say there's nothing to see here. Just go on, move on. I'll let it go. And if it does come out, then we'll just have to see what happens. It's going to be kind of an I told you so moment from Trump because he's not implicated at all. In fact, the only thing he's implicated in is that he tried to report Jeffrey Epstein the first time he was accused and actually convicted, I think, of some kind of trafficking thing. This is the second time back in the 20, it was 2019 that he ended up Epsteining himself. He got Epsteined. So there you go. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. Now, to change gear, so I think this, we'll see what happens out here, but there's all kinds of implications here for the Democrats, and that they're all of a sudden they're being very kind of backing away from some of this stuff now. Of course, now some reporters have asked them some questions, and they're kind of being very coy about it. In fact, at one point, someone flat out asked Chuck Schumer. I wish I had saved this. I should have recorded it. I didn't. Schumer was being asked the question. He goes, under the Biden administration, they had all this information. Why didn't they release anything then? I didn't ask it quite that clearly, not quite that plainly. Schumer just basically turned around and went, yeah, well, what is he hiding? What is he hiding? Why doesn't he release it? Just go ahead and release it. What is he hiding? He acted like he misunderstood him. He's talking about the Biden administration. Why didn't Biden release all this stuff? And it's almost as if he said Trump, but it didn't connect with Schumer. It's like he's so out of touch. He's just so bent on going after Trump that he couldn't even hear straight. Or possibly he did hear him and he just wanted to deflect and pretend like he didn't hear him. I think the latter is probably more possible than the first, but I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. This is all just for entertainment purposes only. So there you go. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just entertaining you. So any allegations are just made up stuff for me. Just all my disclaimer stuff. That's why that disclaimer thing was all about earlier. Because I guess you heard that little
disclaimer.
That thing right there. It's just me doing disclaimers. Let's listen to this. This is not the one I want to listen to. Here, we'll listen to this one over here. Here we go. This is Sonny Hostin, whatever her name is, H-O-S-T-I-N. Her husband is she's a lawyer, I believe. And she says all kinds of things. She has to read. The lawyers from The View make her read statements all the time. And I think her husband is some kind of big shot lawyer as well, I believe. I'm not sure what that's all about. Now, she's, of course, a Africa Latina. So let's hear what she has to say here. On November 17th, she just said this.
Because of my lived experience as an Afro-Latina, I'm able to look at this world Afro-Latina. With a different...
She has to speak with an accent when she says, as an Afro-Latina. Just didn't really have an accent other than that. When she starts talking like, right now she's kind of talking with that accent a little bit more pronounced than she normally does, but she's an Afro-Latina.
I'm able to look at this world with a different...
How about just as an American?
Prism, no, and I'm able to tell this country and tell this audience and tell my fellow co-hosts some uncomfortable truths. This is a...
Oh, tell us about it now, Ms. Hostin. Tell us about how, with your multi-million dollar salary that you make every year and that you, in your lived experience as an oppressed woman who gets to speak to millions of people every day, some of them not just...
This is a country based on racism and slavery, and founded in it, there is systemic racism.
This is a country based on racism and slavery. This is a country based on racism and slavery. How many more times do we have to hear this? It is a lie from the pit of hell. Where in the founding documents does it say that our country is based on racism and slavery? That is not true at all. This is a nation who has fought against those things as a whole. Overwhelmingly voted for a black man for president who did nothing to heal our nation, by the way. He had the same mentality just all the whole time he's in what they would call power. Did nothing to heal our nation, did nothing to bring our nation together. He just threw gasoline on the fire. Did absolutely nothing. Let's listen to that again.
This is a country based on racism and slavery and founded in it.
There's systemic racism. So here we are. Systemic. It's like what? Explain to me exactly what. Oh, let's go back to this again. Sorry, here we go. Sorry, this is a little...
I've never met anyone that raises their hand and says, I am racist. However, there are people that seem to be able to look the other way when it comes to racism. So you
there are
have
people who are
president.
Able to look the other way when it comes to racism. Please give us an example of this racism and this systemic system. Where is the systemic? Just one example. Just give us one, please. That would be helpful.
So you have a president who traffics in misogyny, who traffics in
misogyny,
phobia,
traffics in misogyny. His press secretary is a woman. He has a lot of women on his cabinet. I think it's actually his one of his main advisors is a woman. Yeah, misogyny. That's because, you know.
Who traffics in xenophobia.
Xenophobia. There's another one.
Sexism.
And he won.
She can't even get this stuff out. She can't even really say that. Traffic.
And he won
against a black woman. So don't tell me that this country gotta go.
And he won. This is Joy Behar. And he won. So are the same people who are racist, misogynist, xenophobic, homophobes. Are they all the same people who voted for Barack Obama? Because it was, Barack Obama won overwhelmingly in 2008. Indiana even turned blue in 2008. Didn't happen in 2012. But in 2008 it did, and I think people overwhelmingly just voted for him for the one reason, for no other reason. Barack Obama did not accomplish anything other than running, and when he was asked about his accomplishments, all he says, well, I ran a successful campaign. Yeah, that was one thing. He ran a successful campaign because, let's face it, folks, he was elected because he was black. Because people wanted to vote for a black president. Thought it was a great idea to go ahead and let a black man be president, which I have no problem with. I just didn't like that black president. Because, yes, he was a Marxist. And you couldn't say it because that was racist. The Tea Party movement, taxed enough already movement, was considered a racist movement. Everybody thought that anybody involved in the Tea Party movement was a taxist. Was a racist. Taxist. A racist. They were a racist. Because they were opposing Barack Obama. Anything that opposed him was racism. If you didn't like his policies, that's right, you're racist. He got away with so much because of that. He played that card all the time. All the time. Never talked policy. All about racism. And here she is, going down the same diatribe thing, the whole thing. Naming all the stuff. Without any
against
examples.
Against a black woman. So don't tell me that this country
is
ready for a black woman. Don't tell me this country is ready also, for a woman.
Because the only reason we should have voted for her was because she was a black woman. Wasn't because she was an idiot. Wasn't because, you know, she didn't lose because she was an idiot. Didn't lose because of her policies. Didn't lose because all this stuff that this nation didn't like about her. Oh, I wonder why she didn't win. Well, because they're not ready. They're not ready for a woman yet, according to Michelle Obama. They're not just, you're not ready for us all. Y'all aren't ready for a black woman, for a woman, you know, to be a president. I'm not going to waste my time running for president. That's what Michelle Obama said.
Also, let's face it, Hillary Clinton was one of the most qualified people.
But she was qualified.
Can I finish this? Let me finish my sentence.
Well, I got into it.
She's qualified.
Don't tell me this country is ready for a black woman. I think that this nation would elect a black woman. Just not that black woman. First of all, she's not. She was Indian, claiming to be some kind of Kwanzaa kid who Kwanzaa wasn't even invented yet when she was a kid.
Ready also, for let's a face woman. It, Hillary Clinton was one of the most qualified people.
But she was
Hillary Clinton was one of the most qualified people.
Let me finish my sentence.
Why did she lose?
Qualified. She's more qualified
she
than any man she's run against, in my opinion.
Let's go into that.
She lost to a reality talk show.
What about her husband, Bill? Who has been, who was, I mean, you guys are the ones with all the moral high ground here now with the whole president talked about famous people being able to get away with things with women. Bill Clinton was one of those people who got away with things with women in the Oval Office, by the way. Took advantage of an intern in the Oval Office, let alone all the other people that we know. For 12 years, he had an affair with Jennifer Flowers. Didn't deny it. Had to admit to it. And then there was, of course, Lewinsky. In the Oval Office, finally, and lied about it to the American people, and then had to confess to it. You guys are all okay with that. By the way, the guy's wife wants to run for president, and let's put her into power. She's the most qualified. Now here's the token quasi-Republican here. This is a rhino that's on the show. who's now about to say something here. Well, then she starts to come back. Everybody's talking over each other until the Republican starts to speak, till the one lady who starts to speak in defense of any of this. And all of a sudden, don't interrupt me.
She's qualified. She's more qualified than any man she's run against, in my opinion.
Correct.
And she lost to a reality talk show host.
Qualifications are not what decide the presidency. Right now should tell us that.
That's right.
There's a lot of factors that do. And she had years of... She was dragged down by her husband's baggage.
The Clinton
and the
part.
Country
there's
wanted
a reason why
outsider.
This country has only had one black male president. There's a reason.
There's a reason for that, by the way. There's a reason why we've only had one black male president. And he kind of ruined it for anybody else who wants to follow after him. Now, there's only been... By the way, he was elected twice. And there's only been two presidents since. So it's not like you're going to have... I think black men represent 8% of the population, the U.S. population. And he was half, half white. His mother was white. Now I'm gonna play this whole thing over again, just for context. So so it's not all chopped up. I'm just gonna play the entire thing in its entirety, without me. I might chime in occasionally, but I'm gonna play the whole thing so you got an idea of the timing and the whole thing after we'd had some commentary on it. So here it is.
Because of my lived experience as an Afro-Latina, I'm able to look at this world with a different prism, and I'm able to tell this country and tell this audience and tell my fellow co-hosts some uncomfortable truths. This is a country based on racism and slavery and founded in it. There is systemic racism. Anyone that raises their hand and says, I am racist. However, there are people that seem to be able to look the other way when it comes to racism. So you have a president who traffics in misogyny, who traffics in xenophobia, who traffics in sexism.
And won
against a black woman. So don't tell me that this country is ready for a black woman. Don't tell me this country is ready for a woman.
Also, let's face it, Hillary Clinton was one of the most qualified people.
But she was qualified.
Can I finish this sentence? Let me finish my sentence.
Well, I got interrupted.
She's qualified. She's more qualified than any man she's run against, in my opinion.
Correct.
And she lost to a reality talk show host.
Qualifications are not what decide the presidency. Right now should tell us that.
That's right.
There's a lot of factors that do. And she had years of... She was dragged down by her husband's baggage.
The Clinton
part.
There's a reason why this country has only had one black male president.
We will see another black...
Again, we have some situations here with... some other folks that are kind of getting into trouble. Fetterman coming out and speaking out. I think there was eight additional people that came out, Democrats that came out and voted for the opening of the government again, to stop the shutdown. Now this whole thing turned into a huge debacle for the Democrats. Everything that they kept saying initially was, every time they were asked, they always came out and said, well, the Republicans control the House, the White House, and the Senate. This is the Republican shutdown. No, well, then how is it you're able to fight again? Why is it shut down then? Because they're all voting to keep it open. Then who's holding it back? Well, the Republicans. It's a Republican shutdown. They could stop the shutdown today. And yet, that can't happen because it can't happen. That's why it can't happen. Because Democrats are standing in the way. Well, then how did Democrats get blamed for opening it back up again? If they weren't the ones shutting it down? This is the kind of circular, ridiculous logic that they always. And they try. This is the gaslighting that happens. This is the say one thing, and it's obviously not. I'm just going to keep repeating this lie until you believe it, kind of thing. That's what they do, constantly. This is their MO. It's just that's what they do. And apparently, the low information voters out there who some of these people who were SNAP recipients. Of course, now this is all they did was expose themselves throughout this entire process. The SNAP program, come to find out, there's like 40 million people on SNAP. Why are there that many people on SNAP? What is going on in this nation?
Well, we have the most richest nation in the world. We have a health crisis and we have a housing crisis.
According to Bernie Sanders. There always has to be a crisis that the government's going to fix. And yet the crisis seems to be caused by Democrat policies. Look at all the blue states or the blue cities within red states that are a mess. Out of the last 17 years, Democrats have been in charge 12. Donald Trump had us heading in the right direction economically in his 4 years in office, 3 years really, until COVID hit. And then everything, and I still to this day contend, I believe in my heart of hearts, there was collusion with some big, well-known people, Anthony Fauci, who happened to have a lab in Wuhan, who happened to decide that they were going to release the hounds of a certain, virus upon the world to create an opportunity for a global shutdown, the only thing that they could, they all know, it's the economy, stupid. They all know, they knew back then that Donald Trump was going to win again because the economy was doing very well. The only thing they could do to stop it was global pandemic. We have to shut down the economy. They didn't say shut down production. They didn't say shut down. They said we have to shut down the economy because they knew they had to stop the economy. Things were on an uphill climb. They were definitely going well under Trump's administration, first administration. They had to stop that. That was the one thing that everybody was going to vote for him for because they knew the economy was good and they were going to continue to vote. And I personally believe he won the 2020 election. I do believe it was rigged. It's going to be very straightforward with you. There's too much evidence, too many anomalies, too many things. And don't give me the quotes from Bill Barr about, there was nothing to see here. Bill Barr came out a day after the election and said that the election was perfectly fine. No investigation, nothing. He didn't know anything. He was glad Trump lost. He wanted Trump to lose. He was part of the establishment, which is fine. I think that this has given Trump a more solid base, in my opinion. It gave him 4 years to think about how he was going to go. I think if he would have rolled right into his second term, it probably would have been more difficult. I think we need to have that contrast of what we had with Trump, and then here is everything the Democrats want, basically, in a president, which is a puppet who was just mumbling around, walking around, having the administration, the whole backing of everything that was going on, tell him what to do and say. You can't tell me that Joe Biden walked into any of his meetings and said, here's what we're going to do today. He was not large and in charge. Let's just put it that way. He was not the one guiding the ship for 4 years. It was the ideologues behind him doing everything. He didn't make any decisions. He had an auto pen signing off on everything. And then we get the contrast between that and now a president who is in charge, who answers questions, who takes questions from reporters, who's doing things in the world, whether you agree with them or not. The contrast is quite stark. I think the nation needed to see that. And I think that the left now has got themselves into a position where every time they try to attack the man, they end up exposed to themselves. And maybe there's a psychologist, maybe there's somebody behind the scenes, you know, advising Trump on saying, hey, why don't you come out and say this? Because they're going to do the opposite. And tell everybody to do this, because that way they'll do the other thing. Tell Democrats to vote for Democrats, and they'll vote for Republicans. What? I mean, it is that ridiculous. And yet it's happening. That's what happens with some of them, not all of them. There's just no rational discourse. It's all rage and fitness. You know, just fit to be tied. Anyway, where was I going with all that? I have my hour is up already. I need to. By the way, call the show. Let me know what you think about what I think. And we'll go from there. 812-379-8778. You can call or text that number. 812-379-8778. Is that what it was? 8712? Yeah, I think it was 812. Whatever. Is that what it was? I don't know. I don't remember. I think it's 812-379-8778. Just let me know what you think about that that particular thing there. Yeah. If you don't have an international calling plan, by the way, for those of you who are out of the country, feel free to go to google.com/voice and type that number in, 812-379-8778. And you can you can actually leave your message. Now, what will happen if you leave a message there, you will find that it will be a it'll just be a voicemail or a text message. And I may or may not read it on the show. I may use it as part of my, you can leave a suggestion for a particular direction you want me to go with the show in terms of something you want me to give my opinion on, something to look into, whatever it is. Tomorrow morning, it should be a show tomorrow morning as well. Again, can't guarantee it's going to be as early as today's show. Probably going to be possibly earlier. I don't know. We'll see what happens with all that. In the meantime, we're going to carry on. I guess just thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for sharing. Whatever it is. Whatever it is you do out there. Thanks for all that. God bless, folks. Have a great rest of your week. Take care. I will see you.